Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update. Rain continues to stay on tap for the Bay Area, but the damage from earlier this week is still causing problems. In Sausalito, 50 homes are still under evacuation orders after a mudslide yesterday ripped a duplex from its foundation, causing it to crash into a second home. Authorities are warning residents there is still a threat for mudslides, and there is no word when power will be restored to the area. In Marin County, the levee breach in Novato is still causing problems for drivers. Just moments ago, Chopper 5 was over Highway 37, where westbound lanes are still shut down from Atherton Avenue to the U.S. 101 interchange because of flooding. Eastbound traffic is still able to get by. The levee breached in two places yesterday. In Southwest Martinez, crews were out in the early morning trying to repair this crumbling roadway. Chunks of Bear Creek Road fell into a creek just north of Garcia Ranch Road. One lane is shut down on the route, which links Briones to Martinez and Pinole. The snow keeps piling up in the Tahoe-Truckee area. Here is a look at Interstate 80 at Emigrant Gap in Placer County. Right now, I-80 is closed between Colfax and the Nevada state line because of the conditions. No word yet on when it might reopen. Let's head over to Mary now to get a look at our forecast today and through the long weekend.
Kenny, a winter storm warning in effect for the Sierra. The west slopes of the Sierra, they are expecting a lot of snow and that winter storm warning in effect until tomorrow morning. High def Doppler, we're catching some sun. We're also catching some heavy downpours in spots right now. You can see for the North Bay, Windsor, it's pouring right over Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, Yountville, down through Napa as well, getting a drenching right now. And then as we head across the peninsula into the South Bay, you can see from Fremont, Mountain View, Milpitas, and then down through Las Gatas, moderate to heavy rainfall pushing through. Let's check out the winds because we're looking at 23 mile per hour winds at SFO, 17 in downtown San Francisco, southwesterly winds at 17 in Oakland. Berkeley, you're seeing wind speeds at 14 miles per hour as well as for Vallejo. Satellite and radar view that atmospheric river now to our south, looking at a cold low pressure system from the Gulf of Alaska, bringing unstable air. So unsettled weather today through the weekend. So off and on showers, some sunshine there as we go through at least the afternoon, looking at some pop-up showers, a brief heavy downpour, also some sunshine, and that will be the case as we head through Saturday and for Sunday. Just an unstable and settled weather for us as we go through the next few days. Daytime highs today in the low to mid 50s, so cool temperatures below average for this time of year, and we are looking at temperatures that are going to be in the 50s. As we go through the next few days, we are looking at the break in the rain with sunshine as we head through President's Day, Monday and Tuesday. We want to see your storm photos. You can post them to Twitter and Instagram with the hashtag KPIX or join our KPIX 5 Weather Watchers group on Facebook.
Mary, thank you. Today at the White House, the president declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, dissatisfied with the funding that Congress is providing him for barriers on the country's southern border. The president says that he will sign the bill to fund the government, averting another shutdown, and then take action on his own to secure funding to help build his long proposed wall.
I want to do it faster. I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster.
The White House says it is expecting and is prepared for legal and congressional challenges to the president's emergency declaration. Democratic House Speaker, meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is reportedly considering a joint resolution disapproving of the emergency, which could force Republicans to go on the record with whether they support the president or not. Democrats say that they are also considering suing the president to stop him from implementing the national emergency.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg returned to work today, participating in the regular closed-door conference meeting with the nine justices. This is the 85-year-old's first time back at the Supreme Court since she announced her cancer surgery back in December. We are waiting to learn more about a hostage standoff in San Jose that ended in gunfire and the suspect shot dead. Sources tell us the suspect is Mark Moraski. The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department says Moraski and a woman led deputies on a chase around 5 last night. The suspects reportedly abandoned that car, carjacked a UPS truck, and took the driver hostage. They were able to leave the truck early in the standoff. The suspect was fatally shot by law enforcement after trying to make a run for it. A KPIX 5 crew was preparing for a live shot nearby when he was shot.
Move. And then you could see him run out with, he was carrying something, ran across the street, and then we heard a pop.
Maraski had a long rap sheet, including arrests in 2012 for carjacking and two armed robberies. Investigators have not said why they pulled him over in the first place.
Happening today, a mediator's report is expected in the labor dispute between teachers and management in the Oakland Unified School District. Teachers have already voted to authorize their union to call a strike if necessary. So strike is possible as soon as next week. California Teachers Association says that educators throughout the state will wear red today in a show of support for the Oakland teachers. Teachers in several Bay Area schools are expected to be among those taking part in this show of support.
NASA has new plans to return to the moon and set up shop, and it could be as early as this year. The space agency said it intends to partner with private companies to land a U.S. spacecraft on the lunar surface, possibly by the end of 2019. We'll be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. You can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google, and let us know what you think.